There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
A rainy night in the city. At a restaurant, a woman dines alone in one of the booths, and among the patrons at the bar, a broad-shouldered young man, and at the end of the bar, a gruff, surly man in a black jacket. The bartender walks up to the broad-shouldered young man, then stops and heads over to the gruff, surly man.
You ready for another?
I'm fine.
You've been fine for an hour. We sell booze here, mister. We don't just rent space.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact, buddy.
How would you like to take a flying jump at the moon?
All kinds. We get all kinds.
He walks away.
You're looking at Mr. Fred Renard, who carries on his shoulder a chip the size of the national debt. This is a sour man. A friendless man, a lonely man, a grasping, compulsive, nervous man. This is a man who has lived 36 undistinguished, meaningless, pointless, failure-laden years, and who at this moment looks for an escape. Any escape. Any way, anything, anybody to get out of the rut.
An elderly man enters, carrying a fat suitcase.
And this little old man is just what Mr. Renard is waiting for.
The elderly man opens the suitcase, which contains an assortment of goods that he is peddling, and walks down from table to table. A man at the first booth shakes his head. At the second booth, he approaches the woman sitting alone.
Something for you, miss?
I guess I need some matches.
The peddler takes out a box of matches, and she holds up a crumpled dollar bill. He drops the matches and looks at her with a concerned gaze.
You don't need matches, miss. I'll tell you what you need. Yes, I think I know what it is you need.
He takes out a small bottle.
What is it?
Cleaning fluid. Oh, very good cleaning fluid. Guaranteed to remove spots of any and all kinds. It's what you need.
Nodding his head, she takes the bottle. The peddler turns and goes towards the bar.
That'll be 80 cents, Lefty.
As the broad-shouldered young man pays his tab, the peddler starts toward Fred, who gives him a dirty look.
What do you got, Pop?
Asks Lefty.
Many things. Many odds and ends. Things you need.
Things I need.
Picking up a potholder.
Well, what do you think I need, Pop?
Well, shoelaces, perhaps, or matches.
No, I'm afraid not, Pop. They wouldn't help me. No.
Holding his glass up.
What I need, you haven't got.
Tell him, Lefty. Tell him what you need. The old coot comes in here every night bugging everybody he's got what they need. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you really need.
What do you need?
A new left arm.
A new left arm?
Yeah, Lefty was quite a pitcher in his time. He pitched for a couple of years for the Cubs. Then his arm went sour. Didn't it, Lefty?
He nods his head.
I ought to know. I dropped a bundle on him on a Sunday a couple of years ago.
What do you do now?
What does he do now? He comes in here 7 nights a week, looking for a baseball career at the bottom of the bottle.
Lefty glares at him.
Of course, there are alternatives. There are things instead.
Instead? Instead of pitching? Instead of baseball?
Shaking his head.
Let's go back to shoelaces, Pop.
I think I know what it is you need.
Holding up a slip of paper.
Go ahead. Take it.
Lefty takes it from him.
Bus ticket.
That's right. That's what it is. A bus ticket.
As Fred watches from down the bar.
Bus ticket to Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now what's in Scranton, Pennsylvania, old man?
One never knows.
Turning away.
Coal mines. That's what's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Nice, lovely, beautiful coal mines. You can't pitch with that arm anymore, Lefty. Maybe you can dig with it.
Lefty.
Yeah?
Telephone.
Lefty gets up and goes over to the phone booth. Fred continues to give everyone a dirty look while Lefty talks on the phone. The peddler watches Lefty, gives a wry smile, and slowly nods his head as Lefty breaks into a broad smile. Lefty hangs up the phone and comes out of the phone booth.
What, dead rich, Uncle? Or's your horse come in?
Ah, crazy. Real crazy. Old manager of mine, been looking for me for 3 weeks. Got me a job. Coaching job. Minor league club in Scranton.
He looks at the bus ticket.
Scranton, Pennsylvania. Wants me to take a bus there. He wants me to take a bus there. How about that?
Goes over to the peddler.
How'd you know, Pop?
He shrugs.
Coincidence, maybe. Or just good fortune. But why question it? It's there for you. You just take it.
I don't get it. Wow.
Shakes his head and returns to the bar.
Gee, I wish I could get that thing out.
Looks down at his jacket.
I like to look halfway decent when I meet the general manager. That's who I'm going to meet, the general manager. I hate to look like a tramp. I can get a shave. The only coat I got.
The young lady gets up and walks over, holding up her little bottle of cleaning fluid.
Excuse me. I couldn't help but overhear. Why don't you try this? It's supposed to be very good for that sort of thing.
Oh, I don't want to bother you, miss.
Oh, no. Let me try.
All right.
The old man watches as Fred gives him a dirty look. The peddler turns and looks at Fred with alarm, then looks away. Meanwhile, the young lady continues to scrub away at Lefty's jacket.
Now, when this dries, you won't even know you had a spot there.
Thank you, miss.
That's all right.
I was lucky you were around.
Not really lucky. The old gentleman over there.
They turn and look, but the peddler has disappeared. The door swings closed. Outside, the peddler arranges his wares in his display case. Fred slowly walks up to him.
Something for you, sir? Shoelaces, maybe?
Is that what I need?
That's for you to say, sir. If not shoelaces, some nice matches. I have several different designs here.
Now, come on. What do I need? You tell me, old man.
One needs many different things.
Yeah, but what do I need now? What do I need tonight?
It's late.
Fred grabs the old man by his coat collar.
What do I need?
The peddler reaches into his case and finds a pair of scissors Fred grabs the man's wrist.
Scissors?
The peddler nods.
What is this, some kind of gag? I want you to level with me, old man. I mean it. I'll spread you all over the street.
They're what you need. They really are. Take them.
Fred looks at the scissors, holds them in his hands, looks at the peddler. Later, Fred walks into a hotel and wakes up the clerk.
Give him the key. Hey.
The clerk hands him the key. Fred walks to the elevator. Goes in, presses the button, and faces the back of the elevator. Behind him, his scarf gets caught in the elevator doors, and the elevator slowly goes up.
Help!
From the floor, he reaches for the buttons, but to no avail. The caught scarf tightens around his neck. He pulls the scissors out of his pocket, reaches behind him, and cuts away at the scarf. Loosens the scarf and catches his breath. Picks the scissors up off the floor of the elevator. He grins.
Yeah. What I needed. Yeah. Yeah. That's just what I needed.
Late at night, the peddler enters an apartment, takes off his hat, turns on the light, drops his case, and the goods spill out onto the floor. In a chair in his living room sits Fred. Fred picks up a small box off the floor.
What's this? Something else I need?
Oh, look. I've already given you everything that you needed. Why do you come around here bothering me?
It was a nice pair of scissors I got from you tonight. They saved my hide.
He gets up, walks over, and kicks at the goods on the floor.
What do you got in there? Some kind of machine? Crystal ball? You can see ahead, can't you? You can look into the future.
The old man nods.
You dummy. You poor dummy. You got $1 million talent in you. You dribble it away on nickels and dimes. You want to know something?
Sitting down and facing the old man.
You got a partner now.
I don't need a partner. I don't need anything. I'm content. I have this talent, but I use it sparingly. I must use it sparingly.
Fred stomps out his cigarette on the floor.
And cleaning fluid and bus tickets. You got cheap taste, Papa, but not your partner. Your partner don't satisfy so easy.
What satisfies him?
What satisfies him? What satisfies him comes long and low and drives in four wheels. Drapes nice and smooth around the shoulders. Fits easy. Comes from expensive shops, looks uptown. Luxury, Papa. Luxury. Now, come on, concentrate. Go into a trance or whatever you do and tell me what I need to know for tomorrow. What's for the next day? What's for Wednesday? Now, come on, old man, concentrate. What do I need?
The peddler reaches inside his pocket and retrieves a pen. Fred takes it.
A pen? What is this, a gag or something? A leaky pen.
I'm supposed to need a leaky pan, is that it? Pan that drips all over
the... Looking down at the newspaper on the table, as the peddler watches scornfully.
Hey, this is wild. This is really wild. Look, he dropped right alongside of a horse's name. Staunch soldier runs in the first race tomorrow. Hey, old man. You're all right.
Whacking the old man's shoulder.
That's what I needed, all right. A leaky fountain pen. See you later.
He goes out. The old man slumps into a chair. Later.
$240.
Rustling the crumpled bills on his bedspread.
Could have been a million. 2 million. Yeah, and it's gonna be.
He goes to the door.
Got it?
There's what you wanted?
Yeah, tomorrow morning's paper?
That's what she is.
Put tomorrow's races in it?
Usually yeah. Does.
Yeah, it is.
He spreads the paper out on the floor.
Yeah?
Did you ever hear of a tip?
A tip? Oh, yeah, here's a tip. Don't play with matches.
Kicks the door onto the man standing in the doorway.
Jerk.
Takes out the pen.
This doesn't have to stop at races either. This could be football games, baseball, basketball.
Holds the pen over the newspaper.
What is this?
Nothing happens. Tries again. Tries shaking the pen.
Why, that old crumb bomb.
Throws the pen across the room.
Take it out of his lousy old hide.
Puts on his jacket. Goes to the bed, gathers up the crumpled bills, and stuffs them in his jacket pockets. Outside, on the sidewalk, the man and woman talk to the old peddler.
Thank you.
They buy something and walk off. The old man's face hardens as Fred walks to him from behind.
Hey, you. Hey, partner. You, whatever your name is.
Padot. That's my name.
Well, Padot, you came a cropper tonight.
Oh? How is that, Mr. Renard?
That pan, it don't work. No ink comes out. I can't pick any winners.
Well, you won a great deal, Mr. Renard. Things you need, you only need once. Just once. That's all they're ever needed.
Turning away from him.
Okay. What's next, then?
Nothing is next. I'd rather not sell you anything more.
Is that a fact?
Fred grabs the old man and pushes him against the mailbox.
Padot, I want to tell you something about me. I was born under a lousy zodiac or something. I've been getting the dirty end of the stick ever since I was 4 years old.
I feel sorry for you. I really do.
I don't want you to. I don't want you to go to that kind of trouble. I just want you to keep supplying me with what I need. I don't care what it is. Scissors to save my lousy hide or a leaky fountain pen so I can pick winners. But whatever it is, I want it to keep coming. I don't want it to stop.
That's a pity. Because it must stop. It must stop now.
Oh, why? Well, why does it have to stop?
Because the things you need most, I can't supply.
What are they?
Serenity, peace of mind, humor, the ability to laugh at oneself. Those are the things you need most. But it's beyond my power to give them to you.
Now look.
Grabbing him by the lapels.
Look deep. Look deep and tell me what's for tomorrow. You can see ahead, I know you can. Now look deep. What do you see?
With a terrified look, the old man turns his head, closes his eyes, opens them again. Fred rummages through the suitcase. Takes out a shoebox.
Oh, please. Please don't.
Opens it.
Shoes?
Fred grabs the shoes, smiles, and runs off. Sits down on the wet sidewalk and changes into his new shoes as the peddler packs up his case. Fred gets up.
Shoes are too tight. His shoes are too tight. They got leather soles. I hate leather soles. They're slippery. But they're what I need, aren't they? I put them on and then I walk someplace. Is that it? I walk someplace where I find what I need. Well, what's with it, old man? What happens? I'm waiting.
Patience. That's another thing that you need, Mr. Renard. Patience.
What are you doing? Give me the business? Is that what you're doing? Give me the business? You know, I can come over there and take you apart bone by bone.
Pointing at him, the peddler steps back as Fred starts to walk toward him.
Come on, old man, tell me. Are these what I need?
I didn't say they were, but I'll tell you something. They happen to be what I need.
Fred starts to cross the street toward him. He slips on the wet cobblestones as a car speeds toward him and knocks him to the ground. The peddler puts his case down on the sidewalk.
Mr. Renard, what I saw in your eyes at that bar was death. My death. You were going to kill me. So what was needed for Mr. Renard was slippery shoes. That's what was needed. Slippery shoes.
A crowd gathers around the accident scene. A man and woman rush down the stairs from their building.
What happened? Did anybody see it?
Did you see it?
Hit and run. That's what it was. Can I sell you something tonight, sir? Shoelaces, matches, anything?
Are you kidding, old-timer? What would I need?
I'll tell you what you need. This is what you need.
He pulls out a comb.
It's yours. No charge tonight.
The man takes the comb, and the peddler walks off.
Loony. That's what he is.
Might be. At this time of night, he gives me a comb. Says it's what I need.
They join the crowd of onlookers.
Will you please hold it, folks? I'd like to take your picture.
For goodness sake. Try to make yourself presentable. Our picture's going to be in the paper. The comb!
Thanks, folks.
He looks at the comb and puts it back in his pocket. The ambulance drives off. The shoes remain on the cobblestoned street.
Street scene, night. Traffic accident. Victim named Fred Renard. Gentleman with a sour face to whom contentment came with difficulty. Fred Renard, who took all that was needed in the Twilight Zone.
Credits. Directed by Alvin Ganser. Teleplay by Rod Serling, based on the short story by Louis Paget. Produced by Buck Houghton. Executive producer for Cayuga Productions, Rod Serling. Starring Steve Cochran and Ernest Truex. With Reed Morgan, Arlene Sachs, William Edmondson, Doris Collins, Fred Krueger, and Norman Sturgis. Music by Van Cleve. Director of Photography, George T. Clemens. Production Manager, Ralph W. Nelson. Art Directors, George W. Davis, William Ferrari. Assistant Director, Edward Denault. Casting, Mildred Goose. Film Editor, Joseph Gluck. Set Decorations, Henry Grace, Rudy Butler. Sound, Frank Melbourne, Gene Valentino. Animated Title by UPA. Copyright 1959 by Cayuga Productions, Inc. Filmed at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. Audio Description by Lou Lasher.